What a beautiful world we live. Welcome back to the Be Your Best Brave podcast. I'm your host, Celeste Bernard, and this is podcast number 4, where we're continuing our talk titled, The Struggle is Real. Today, I want to start off with a personal story. I remember when my husband and I stepped down from our positions as children's pastors to start a nonprofit called Big Red Ministries. See, here's the thing. Just because God calls you to step out and obey doesn't mean that everything's just going to be easy. Sometimes it's the opposite. We sold our house. We moved in with my in-laws. We thought maybe it would be about 6 months. It actually ended up being an entire year. And in the midst of this huge life transition, I started homeschooling for the first time ever, something I said I would never do. We had been in full-time ministry for all of our 15 years at that time of marriage. And within a matter of weeks, we had no church meetings, no commitments, no appointments, no school functions or fundraising, no events to go to, no sports commitments, and about 85% of our belongings were in storage for an entire year. I remember that just being a really hard year, and yet it was rich. There's so many things that I missed, just like having my own nest. As a woman, we like to decorate and have our stuff out, and we take a lot of pride in that, and so that was hard. And I was so used to having a crazy busy, sometimes stressful schedule that I honestly didn't know what to do with myself. I was careful not to just start adding just anything back into my schedule. Even as hard as that year was, I wouldn't trade it for anything. I pressed into God during that time and I journaled a lot and I just cried out to Him. And honestly, I just remember my time with Him was really sweet. I have a journal entry during that time. This is May 2013. I'm going to read it to you. I'm learning to embrace the struggle because in the struggle, we see this hard yet beautiful fight for life. The fight that says it is worth it. Don't run or hide from it. Allow it, and through it, allow God to change me. I want to be different when I come out on the other side. Change me through the struggle. I had to walk through that experience, and through it, I learned to trust God even more, to depend on Him, to rely on His strength. That's what I mean when I say it was a hard year, yet a rich year. There are so many things that the Lord can teach us. Growth that happens when our struggle is fully surrendered to the Lord. For today's Bible study, I want to read to you from Mark 8, 31 through 33. Then Jesus began to tell them that the Son of Man must suffer many terrible things and be rejected by the elders, the leading priests, and the teachers of religious law. He would be killed, but 3 days later he would rise from the dead. As he talked about this openly with his disciples, Peter took him aside and began to reprimand him for saying such things. Jesus turned around and looked at his disciples, then reprimanded Peter. "Get away from me, Satan," he said. "You are seeing things merely from a human point of view, not from God's." Jesus was telling his disciples, "Look, I will suffer many things. I will be rejected by most all of the religious leaders. I will be killed, but 3 days later, I will rise from the dead." As he talked openly with his disciples, Peter just couldn't take it anymore. He pulled Jesus aside, and the Bible says reprimanded Jesus for saying such things. Peter could not understand clearly Jesus predicting his death. His thoughts were formed out of fear and concern. The study Bible says that Peter wasn't indwelt by Satan, but Satan had certainly suggested his thoughts. Listen to the seriousness of this. If Peter had his way, Jesus' mission would not have been accomplished. I want to reread Mark 8:33b after Jesus reprimanded Peter. "You are seeing things merely from a human point of view, not from God's." I wonder how many times we do that. Something in the flesh is painful, it's hurtful, it's uncomfortable. And instead of walking it out and seeking God through it, we rebuke it. We assume it couldn't possibly be, that God couldn't possibly be in it. Sometimes we don't even bother talking to God about it and allowing Him to show us some things through it. And we're just like Peter. It just hurts too much. It messes with our flesh. I don't know what you're dealing with. are going through today, but God would say to some of us, you are seeing things merely from a human point of view. Allow God to work through the difficult circumstances in your life, because just like Jesus was speaking of some terrible, awful pain ahead, he knew that through it, that God's ultimate mission would be accomplished. And I believe that through your trials and your struggles, that God will bring redemption and restoration. He has a mission, and it's not always to walk around the pain, but sometimes through it. Sometimes, or should I say most times, it's not about understanding why. It's really all about trusting, even when we don't understand. Amen? Trust him today. He's got a mission, a plan, and it might look differently than you expected. Just as Peter couldn't wrap his head around the things Jesus was saying, it looked very different than Peter thought, and fear rose up. Don't allow fear to take you from where God's grace can sustain you. See, ultimately, his mission had so much more to do than with just Peter or even with himself. Ultimately, his mission would change the world. And ultimately, what you're going through isn't just about you. It's about his mission and plans in your life. Your pains will ultimately affect a multitude. Remember that, dear ones, as you walk through your trials. I'm going to end it today with a poem I wrote titled Staying in the Fight. This struggle, this fight to survive, a place so challenging, will we make it out alive? A place so deep, so intense, our emotions tell us to hide by the fence. But we fight and we thrust because this life is worth it and we must. Lord, I stop running and trying to push it down. I fight for this life and I aim for the crown. I only ask that as I free fall into the deep, that you help me to live fully aware, my soul not to sleep. Through it all, change must take place. My heart cannot stay untouched in this crazy race. Transform me, change me, make me more like you. Allow me to feel every pain, every joy until you're through. Because on the other side is joy so real and a love so deep that these emotions cannot be obtained until I've awakened from my sleep. Whatever it takes, however hot the fire, I'm over going through the motions. It is you I desire. Let's pray. Lord, let the struggle not be wasted on me and have been for nothing. Use it, mold me, change me. Whatever you need to do, I'm listening. Change my heart and allow me the grace to walk through it. If my story, if my life, and all the hardships can be redeemed, then have your way, Lord. This life that you've given us is a gift and worth fighting for. Not my will, but your will be done. To you, Lord, be all the glory. In Jesus' name. Amen. The scripture I want to leave you guys with today is from John 16:33, NCV. I have told you these things so that you can have peace in me. In this world, you will have trouble, but be brave. I have defeated the world. And that's it for today, guys. Hoping that I've given you something to chew on. Remember, you are not alone. Until next week, may you find joy in your journey and be your best friend.